On Father's Day, I want to talk about the best gift ever. The best gift ever. So let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1. And I want us to read carefully what Paul wrote. He said, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 1 is where we're starting. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. So how powerful is that alone, that he's just saying, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ, but I didn't do it on my own. By the will of God, here's what I am. And whatever we do in life, we have to remember it is by the will of God that we do these things. God allows us to do these things, and God gives us the power to do these things. To the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So he's writing the letter to the people of Ephesus. And he says, blessed be the God of our Father and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us, now listen up, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace by which he made us accepted in the beloved. I want to say this on Father's Day. The best gift we have is being sons and daughters of Jesus Christ, being adopted into his family. Now I realize, as I look out, we have all different backgrounds. Some of us, the speaker that spoke this weekend, so powerful, so amazing, so very easy to understand for our young people and us old people too. Very easy to comprehend and understand his message. And he didn't know his parents. He was adopted. And I think God can do such amazing things with people when they're willing to submit. When they're willing to submit. So I know that some may not have ever known their father. Fathers may have died before they were old enough to have met them or know of them. And some have died since then. And some were not nice. And some were really nice. And some are still alive. We're all over the board. That's what God's people, that's, you know, how God works his people. We're all over the board. We are old, we are young, we are male, we are female, we are short, we are tall, we are black, we are white, we are hairy, we are not so hairy. We're all over the board. But Jesus Christ says, man, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You will be my adopted sons and daughters. And I bring you in. Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ. How amazing is that? He says, man, I'm already going to bring these people in. And they will be my sons and they will be my daughters. Verse 7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself. Let's just go back there. The forgiveness of sins. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Father's Day, the greatest gift ever. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. The greatest gift ever that we have to receive and be adopted by God through his Son, Jesus Christ. As sons and daughters of his, we always have a family we belong to. And then the greatest gift ever is for us to give ourselves to him. You see, we can hold things against our earthly fathers. We watched a powerful, powerful video down there at Falls Creek this year. And it had to do with a young man's father that he never met. Now his anger was towards whoever took his father. An amazing video. And so sometimes we can come into a situation as this young man in the video did, and we can be the victims and say, I'm a victim and I'm going to rebel against everyone and everything in my path. because my life was ruined. But in this video at the very end, this young man came to help out the father, or the adult that stepped in and said, I'm going to keep you from harming yourself or anyone else. He was the reason that the young man's father was dead. And the young man then was able to help him. God can take you and your situation, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, no matter where you are right now, God can take you in that and use you. Through death, through divorce, through sickness, through illness, through poorness, poverty, those different things, God can use you. Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace University. God took him down to nothing. But he used that to help other people in their finances. God can use each and every one of you. And the best gift ever is that God can use each and every one of you. You see, as human beings, we'll take you guys and we'll dismiss you. Hey, you've been through this. You can't be helpful. By the way, you look like this. You can't be helpful. Well, you've been divorced. We can't use you if you'll just move aside. Too short, too tall, whatever. As human beings, what do? We leave the worst kid on the team to be picked last. And God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that. God says, hey, Adam, I know you got a few pounds to lose. Run that race. Now, I had other examples that encouraged me to do that. And they didn't say do it. I was encouraged by watching them do that. Our best gift ever is to have a Father that loves us wholly and completely with every one of our flaws. We may have been kicked out by our parents. We may have kicked out our children. Our Father says, I love you, no matter what. But He does the same thing. What does He do? He disciplines us. And He disciplines us through His Word. And it says, any father that loves his children is going to discipline them and correct them and bring them into line. And our Father does that. The best gift ever is what we can give back to Him now. Okay, God, I don't feel like I can be used. But man, you're saying I can be used. By the way, we can't use young people in ministry. They're too young. They're not wise. Let me tell you about what these young people did last week. They prayed over each other. We got young people going through stuff in their homes. And we have their friends putting their hands on them and praying over them. And not that prayer that says, the prayer that says, and God, we just lift Him up. The prayers out loud that you hear. Not that the silent prayers don't matter, but I'm talking about prayers of boldness. We had young people in our group right here that had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus Christ while we were down there, that brought them to their knees. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about down on it, down on their knees, our young people. I just met God and I fell to my knees, they said. Our young people, we meet God and He says, fall to your knees. And we say, there, you know. And our young people have an encounter and God says, here I am. And I thought, how weird was that? We read about the road to Emmaus, I think the first night we were down there at Falls Creek, or the second day or whatever. And I thought, here's two guys going through our cabin that had an encounter and fell to their knees. And I walked in the middle of that as they were praising and worshiping God with their eyes closed, on their knees, in the dark, in the room. It doesn't get any better than that, guys. I ran out like a little kid. Oh my God, you can't believe what's going on there. Hey, come here, check out what... I had to tell every one of the sponsors, check this out. You're not going to believe this. Didn't happen in here, didn't happen in the tabernacle, didn't happen in the message that was being given there in the cabin. it happened is they were just going through to the bathroom or wherever. They met God and they fell to their knees and were in there praising and worshiping Him. I don't know how long it was going on before I stumbled in there. The best gift ever. Give God yourself. Thank you for giving God yourself. Whew. It gets exciting. I just want to brag some more. And I want to brag in God the Father. This isn't anything that necessarily anyone in here did, although I think it has a lot to do with what we did. As sponsors, as praise and worship leaders down there, Andrew and Twyla and Anna and Spencer led our praise and worship down there. Powerful stuff. Chelsea, she wasn't leading praise and worship. Was she playing and singing? Yeah, they were sponsors. I'm going into praise and worship, but thank you. But our praise and worship. And so, and your prayers back here and our prayers in the cabin, I think they helped and led to that. But I'm talking about, I am boasting in God the Father that showed up to these people. And I am boasting in our young people through Christ Jesus who responded to that. And that's why the video was so long, because we're passionate about those things. Verse 10. Ephesians verse 10. That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in Him. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance. Let me stop right there. In Him also we have obtained an inheritance. We talked about Zacchaeus down there climbing up the tree. It was so neat. The guy sang the Zacchaeus song. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, but I'm not going to sing it. But he sang it, and it was so cool to hear all the kids and adults singing that. And Zacchaeus said, I will pay back four times the amount that I took. He went to bed broke that night, but as he said, he went to bed richer than anybody. Richer than anybody. That's a powerful inheritance. Amen? In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of His glory. In Him you have also trusted, after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of His glory. The greatest gift ever we can have on Father's Day is a Father that loves us wholly and completely, that will not leave us ever, that will always be our side, be by our side. And then that we give ourselves wholly to Him. You know, on Mother's Day, many years ago, we went to a lake in Michigan with our family. And I've told this before, but I want to share it again. It was during Mother's Day. My sister's here, so I'll be careful how much I tell. For Mother's Day, we gave my mom the best gift ever. We were going to the lake in Michigan from Iowa. It's true, the best gift ever. We gave her a two-man raft. Two-man raft so that she can enjoy it on the lake. Knowing that she wasn't going to touch it, but we could certainly enjoy that two-man raft. We were young, okay? We were younger than these people, I'll say that. Maybe by a year or so, but not much younger. We gave my mother a two-man raft so that she may enjoy it on the lake and paddle around the lake. Never touched it. What's your point to that, Adam? A lot of times we do the same thing. And our greatest gift ever, we give the selfish gift. God, I'm going to give you my time when I'm done using it up for all the other things. If I was going to give God my time yesterday when I was done with the other things, I'd still be sleeping. And, oh, man, sleep does not come easy after a week like that. It comes easy, but not long enough. Our gift becomes selfish. Our gift becomes inward. Just as we gave my mom that raft for her enjoyment, knowing really she wasn't touching it, and it was for our enjoyment, we still did it. And we gave it in love. We just gave it in great ignorance also, and selfishness. And as Christians, we do that. We give things, we give God our stuff in love, but a lot of times it's given in selfishness and given in ignorance. God, I don't have time for you this week. We're going to help these young people find time for a Bible study when they want. We want to do all kinds of things as parents, as grandparents, as step-parents, to get them where they want to go so that they can study and grow in the Word of God. One of our young people said, I think so-and-so grew in Christ this week, and I told him so. How powerful is that? Words of encouragement. Someone else said, I think I see the Holy Spirit in this young person. Someone said, hey, I think I have a word. I want to share it with someone. I said, go do it now. Our sponsors, I feel the Holy Spirit working in this place. I need to do something. Do it. Is it biblical? Let's do it. Is it different but biblical? Let's do it. The greatest gift ever, a Father that loves us, and then to give ourselves back wholly and completely. And when you have the encounter with Jesus Christ, that you fall on your knees. Jan, in our Wednesday night Bible study, was doing a thing on prayer, and she said, I'm sorry for telling off, but most of the people were there. Do I have to do it? She said, okay, God told me to get on my knees. And she got down on her knees on the tile floor, which is hard. But she said, I'm going to be obedient. I don't want to, but God told me to do this, so I have to do this. That's what God desires in us. At this time, we're going to have all our fathers come up. We're just going to pray a special prayer over them and a blessing over them. Can we have all our fathers come up front now? If you are a father, have been a father, would you just...
As a father, you've got to be very happy to see all these young people here make decisions this week, or just even be proud of them to have them in church. And it just is exciting to see that happen today. And just to have children in church. But it takes men like you to set the example. To set the example of becoming a man of God. And that's what we'd like to pray today over you fathers, and to appreciate you fathers on Father's Day, is to setting the example of being a man of God. And what I'd like today to do this morning is to pray scripture over you and to promise you. And in Psalms 128 it says, how blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy and it will be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. At this time, you know, if your father, if you are the man of your house, also, if your father is perhaps not in your house anymore, perhaps he's gone to be with the Lord, or if you're perhaps living in a single home and with your mother, and you are the man of the house, I'd like you up here also this morning. I'd like to call you up here this morning also. Young or old, all the young men. Because I firmly believe this morning that we need more men of God. We need more strong men of God. And if it starts with a young man who has to set the precedence as being the man of God in their house, so be it. God will start with a young man and rise up. But I would like to see these men of our church, Prayer of Faith family, just start setting the precedence of becoming firm men of God. They are already committed. They're already committed, and that's just wonderful. God has blessed that with this fine crop here. But I want to see them blessed. Blessed by the favor of God. I want to see healing take place in families. I want to see healing take place physically in families. I want them to be the ministers of their household. I want to see them have healing over their household. I want to see them have blessing over their household. I want to see them take command over their household, over the enemy. That the enemy's reins would be broken over their household, and that blessing, the blessings of God would flow freely over the household like it should be. Because we are the sons and daughters of the Father Almighty. So Father, this morning as we come and celebrate these men of Father's Day, we stand firmly on the promises that you have given us through your Son Christ Jesus and by the blood that he has sacrificed for us. We come boldly today as fathers and claim that blood through the Holy Spirit that you have bestowed upon us, as we read today in the Scripture, that is sealed within us as a promise of redemption, Father. We claim that through your redemption as fathers this morning upon our households. We ask for blessing upon our households, and we claim the healing. We claim the healing that you give us, Father, for our families. We claim the healing through sickness, through finances. We ask for prosperity and we ask for favor over our families this morning. We ask that chains would be broken. We ask that curses would be broken from previous generations, Father. We just ask that you would bless us as fathers over our entire household, Father, for our wives, for our children, and for their children's children, Father. Keep us in safety. Give us wisdom, give us understanding, and give us knowledge on how to raise our families right within you. Father, we just ask blessing upon us today, Father, and ask to lead us the right way down your path. And we ask this in your powerful name, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, fathers, and can we give us a big hand for our wonderful fathers of Prayer of Faith today? Amen.
All right, thank you. All right, thank you so much. By the way, our fathers-to-be, I was praying over you as well, okay? All right, we didn't forget you. All right, two things before we close. I want to give this announcement before we pray. The church women's ER group will meet this Tuesday at 7 o'clock. It wasn't on the screen. We didn't have the slide announcement for that, but you'll be meeting this Tuesday at 7 o'clock here at Prayer of Faith. As we close, you know, Eric prayed that the past would be broken. And I appreciate our couple of young men that came down as men of the household. You know, and how important it is that we lift them up as well and help them be men of God, and that we become men of God and we encourage and mentor each other. As I close, I just want to pray that if you're harboring things from your parents, I hear someone harboring something. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm just kidding. If you're harboring something from your parents, I love this church, by the way. I just love this church. You know, I thank you guys for allowing me the freedom to come running up here and throw my shirt out there and things like that, just to have fun every now and then, do things differently. So thank you so much. It just truly is a special place and a special church, a special church body, and I love you guys so much for that freedom and that flexibility. Not that everyone's happy about it, but I appreciate that being able to do those things. So thank you so much for that. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. God, as we come before you, we thank you so much for adopting us as sons and daughters, those of us that have called on your name. You've said, you will be my children. You are my sons and daughters. I have adopted you. I am your father. God, what I want to do today is just pray for those that are harboring something against a parent, but especially a father for the past, Lord, that we can release those. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness is just saying, God, I give this to you to carry that around. While I may still have a memory of that, I'm allowing God to take that from me, and I'm allowing God to take care of His discipline for that action. Maybe you're full of sorrow or sadness about a parent. Maybe you're full of anger and rage about a parent. But all I want to do is give us the opportunity to just lay that at the feet of Jesus today before we leave here. Maybe you've carried it for many, many years. Maybe God has said, hey, it's time to let it go today. You've had opportunity in the past to lay it down, but you haven't done that. And you're carrying the weight of that baggage around year after year. And it just keeps getting heavier. Would you just raise your hand so that I can pray for that? Just slip it up slowly or highly, whatever you want, just so I can pray for that. Man. God, we have people here hurting. We have people hurting in this place today, God. God, we know that you're a healer. So many times we come before you with a physical ailment, but today we're coming before you with a heart ailment. That our heart hurts. It may be hardened, it may be saddened, but our hearts hurt today. God, for those that raise their hand, I just pray for release today. For release today from whatever it is that ties them down. I don't normally, as we continue to pray, I don't normally ask you to come up front, but if God is telling you to come over to the sides of the stage where those stairs are and just lay it down there, in a symbolic way of laying it down at the feet of Jesus, would you just do that? If God is calling you to do that, just come on down. Just lay it down. Thank you. Just kneel down there. Yeah, right there. Thank you. We ask for release today. We ask for forgiveness to come into the heart. In all the hearts of all those that raise their hands, Lord, for whatever reason. We ask that that be replaced by the love that you have for us. The acceptance that you have for us. God, we thank you for the greatest gift ever, your love and your adoption of each and every one of us. Father, I ask you to be with this congregation today, Lord. Bless them and keep them. Lord, be with us in our day-to-day walk. Grow us closer to you. Draw us to you. Let us be drawn to you by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let us be drawn to you in a way like never before. Let us find the energy that is filling this place today with our young people, with our fathers, with everybody in attendance today. Let us bring that back next week. Let us praise and worship you week after week as believers, as followers of Christ, as ambassadors. Let the aroma of Christ fill this sanctuary and fill this building in every corner. God, be with us in our actions and the deeds that we do, Lord. Be there with us, guiding us, keeping us away from those things that will cause harm to us spiritually, physically, mentally. God, be with us in the words that we speak to one another. Let us be filled with love, gratitude, thankfulness, and encouragement. Not in false words, not inflated words, not lip service to you, but in promptings that draw us closer to you. It's in your Son's name I pray these things. Amen.